What do you do when your to-do list is longer than the space in your calendar? You might think you just need to figure out how to create more time in your day. But did you know that time is only one way you can manage your capacity? Join me for a special conversation in episode 109 of Just One Simple Thing as I talk to my friend Avery Forrest to learn about the capacity equation and how God showed up on a physics test. Hey, friend. Welcome to Just One Simple Thing, the podcast where we find the intersection of practical solutions, biblical truth, and creativity as you lead in ministry and business. In order to make an impact, you have to take action, even when you aren't 100% sure what God is up to. If you're tired of trying all the things and ready to do a new thing, this is the place for you. I'm your host, Krista Hutchins, a project manager, coach, wife, mom, encourager, and friend. In each episode, we tackle a specific issue keeping you stuck as you chase after your God dream and give you just one simple thing to help bring clarity to your swirl of creative ideas. Now, let's go solve a problem. Hello there, friends. Today's episode is a little different than normal. Last year, my friend Avery Forrest invited me to have a conversation about managing your capacity for her Christian Business Camp podcast. But God had other plans for Avery, and our episode never aired. She graciously allowed me to use the audio so I could share it with you. Avery and her husband are the founding pastors of Anchor Point Church in Foley, Alabama, where she serves full-time on the teaching and leadership team. You can learn more about Avery and her ministry journey in the show notes. If you've been trying to figure out how you can get it all done, I think you'll be encouraged by our conversation. Let's jump in.
One of the things that I have learned over the past, I really say many years in leadership, though, is this thing called capacity and the ability to have capacity in your life and in your business and to see growth in your life and your business. So I really want to touch on that today because I know you have a lot of wisdom when it comes to capacity. Because here's the thing I know, God could give you the biggest dream on the planet, but if you don't have the capacity in your life to actually make movement on it, you're never going to get anywhere. And so let's just dive into capacity and what that looks like in our life, in our business, in our dreams, even maybe in our family.
Yeah, I think for me, capacity starts with two verses that I found this past year. One is 2 Samuel 22:20, where it says, "He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me." And that verse just really, that whole idea of God bringing me into a spacious place. That's where he wants us to operate, in a place that feels spacious. And so how do we create that feeling of having space, even though we're really, really busy and running really hard after what he's called us to do? So that's one thing, is the idea of being in a spacious place. And then the other one is Psalm 16:6, where he says, "The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance." And so, again, I think we have to reframe the way that we think about boundaries, because we think of them as something that's pinning us in, that we're always pushing against those boundaries and always trying to move them. But I feel like this verse to me says that God has put those boundaries in pleasant places for our protection, for to give us a place to know where we can go and where we can't go. And I think it's really cool that both of those words have the word delighted in them, that God delights in us and he's given us a delightful inheritance. It's a gift. Those boundaries are a gift. And so when we start thinking about our boundaries as gifts and how do we create spacious places inside of those boundaries instead of always trying to push against them and feeling frustrated that we can't get past them, then we can begin to manage our capacity in more healthy ways.
Yes, I love that. We always say boundaries are a blessing. That's what we say in our house and in our church, because so many people, when you grow up, especially like in the world, boundaries don't feel like a blessing. Boundaries don't feel like something that is for your good. And I know that there are so many times as a creative that my flesh, like, or in maybe even my personality, fights the structure, but I know that it is best for me. And once the structure is in place, once it's there, I am more free in it. And I do realize, wow, that just created so much more time for me. And I know one of the things that you like to talk about is capacity is not just time, because that's, I think when we think capacity, that's one of the first places that we go to, but that's a myth that capacity is just time. So let's break that down.
Yeah. This is an area where I kind of bring my engineering mindset to. And, because I said, I work with a lot of writers and speakers and people who have a lot of words, and I don't have a lot of words. God speaks to me through numbers and equations, which is kind of odd for people. So I have kind of a word equation for capacity. Okay. it has two parts. So starts with your resources, which is the sum of your time, your money, and your experience. Those are the three things that you have to work with. If you had unlimited time, unlimited money, and you knew everything that you needed to know about doing something, that would be your maximum capacity. That's all you could do if you had all the time, money, and experience. So that's your resources. And then the multiplier on your resources is your energy level. And so how much energy do you have to put into something will ramp up your capacity or down. So I use the example of my son. When he graduated from college, he did like all boys who have an extra dollar to their name, and he bought a Camaro. And he had this nice Camaro that he souped it all up, and it was really high capacity, really fast, and he could go really fast. Well, I have a Prius, which obviously can't go nearly as fast as his Camaro could. And so his Camaro had a lot more resources than my Prius did. But depending on how hard either of us pushed down that accelerator, I could have go faster than he could. I could get somewhere before he did if I was using my energy and he was not using his energy, even though he had more resources. So just think about that. Visualize that in your brain, is that capacity is energy times time plus money plus experience. So now, instead of just one thing, your time, to impact your capacity, where you think, okay, if I want to get more done, then I have to work more time. I can just have to work harder and do more and fit more into my day. Now you have four things that you can evaluate and say, where can I put more energy into this a specific area? How can I make good time swaps? Can I delegate work? Can I use my money to hire someone to help? Can I use my experience to barter time to get someone else to help? So now when you're looking at your capacity in terms of all four of those variables, all four of those levers you have to pull to increase and manage your capacity, now you're not just depending on your physical time and fitting more stuff into your day that's already overcrowded.
Yeah, that's so good. I love that. And I love that you're like, hey, it's a word equation. Because at first I was kind of like, word equation. And then as I'm writing it down, and it's like, okay, this and then equals max capacity. And right. I just love that. One of the things that I was thinking too is, especially some of those women out there who are in that place. I had a conversation with a friend recently that we were like, man, the dream that God has given us is actually like beyond our personal resources. And so even as we were saying that, like our resources, our time, our money, our knowledge, God though is a God of unlimited resources, right? Like he's the resource giver. And so I think there's those things that sometimes we can feel like, oh my goodness, in my own personal capacity, I can't even make this happen. But when we actually tap into the Lord, when we actually spend, maybe take our time and give our time to God and say, okay, God, I want you to multiply this in a way that I can never do. Like you show me what I need to pull back on, where I need to spend my time. Because when we're looking at it in the human sense of capacity, it can be very daunting. But then when we look at it and go, but God, if you've called me to it, then I know that the resources and the capacity are there for it. I may have to make some adjustments over on this human side, right? But then really put my trust in the resources and the capacity that you have. And so that me surrendered in you, actually, I can do more than I could ever ask, think, or imagine, right? And so as you were saying that, I was like, man, I'm just so thankful though that we serve a God of unlimited resources.
Yeah, I think it's really cool too when those experiences, when God just comes in and does something like miraculous. I learned this lesson when I was in college, actually, and I had a big physics test that was coming up. But I also was helping my church plan a mission trip. And so I had spent the whole weekend doing planning and training and getting ready for that mission trip. And then came Monday and I had not had time to study for my test at all. And so I just went before the Lord and I was like, Lord, I haven't had time to study. I've been serving you, doing what I feel like you've called me to do. And so, I need some, and like, I know we can't always just say, okay, God, I'm going to do your work and then you're going to make this all work out over here for me. I know that always doesn't happen. But in that day, that was a lesson that God taught me, because I sat down for that test and I've always joked, I felt like I was Sir Isaac Newton discovering these laws for the first time, because I didn't know what they were. I was just figuring it out. And God brought to me what I needed in that time, because I had given the time to him. I could have gotten stressful and tried to stay up all night after doing whatever else I had to do. But I just gave my time to him and spent it where I felt like he was calling me. And then he took care of what I needed in other areas in his supernatural way. So I think that's just a really cool thing to see, that when we manage our resources well, we manage them within the boundaries he's given us, and we are doing the things that he's called us to do, he's going to make up the gaps in all of those other places.
It's so good. I was sharing on the podcast actually recently about how even our time, when it comes to spending time with the Lord, that's one of the easiest things to go put on the back burner, because it's like, oh my gosh, I have all this to-do list. Especially if you're a mom or you're working from home and you've got little kids at home. My world changed when my kids started school. But what I have found though is that when I give my time first to the Lord, when I say, God, I'm going to prioritize you first with my time. And so I get up in the mornings and I give time to God first. It literally is like he gives me more time in a sense, or he gives me the capacity to do all those things on my to-do list, in a more efficient way or in a better way, or that my time's multiplied, And so I do think when we prioritize God's way, and I think you said when we manage our resources well, I like that word steward, when we actually steward our resources well. And then you said when we operate in those boundaries. So when we take ourselves and we put ourselves in structured situations or things that multiply our time better, like that use our resources better, that steward them better, I do believe that honors God. And so when we do that, it is like he can take it and he can multiply it. It's the same principle of tithing, right? Like when we give God what is already his, when we give it back to him and we say, God, you can do more with 90% than I can do on my own with 100%, and it's just this beautiful thing. So I believe that his economy works that way, even when it comes to capacity, because, I really do. I believe that you can tithe your time to the Lord. And so you're sitting there saying, hey, God, I was spending my time serving, doing what I believe that you asked me to do, and it was honoring you. And so, Lord, bring me the studying, right? Or bring me to remember it's what I've learned. What I don't think though, and you said it, it doesn't always work like that. We can't just say, hey, I'm just going to frivolously go do this, this, and this, and then hope God adds back to this.
Right.
There has to be this honoring of the time and the resources in a godly way, in a godly manner. So
yeah, I think that's one of the things that we struggle with you know, often is that we have, you know, all the productivity tips and all the hacks and all the things that we can use to cram more into our day. And then we expect that everything's going to just work out. But there's a balance between being intentional and being purposeful and doing the things that we feel like God's called us to do, but then also trusting Him to bring the increase or to bring whatever result He has for you. I think kind of you mentioned earlier that God gives us all the resources that we need to do what He's called us to do. And sometimes I feel like, you know, I joked for a long time that I didn't have reels on Instagram for a long, long, I mean, I just recently got them in the last month, right? I didn't have reels. And I thought that was this huge deal that, like, you know, I can't, and then Instagram is prioritizing reels and I'll never be able to be successful if I don't have reels. And I just had to recognize that that was a boundary that God had given me to protect my time, because I didn't have time to go learn something new, right? And so when we elevate those things that we think we need above what God thinks we need, that's when we get frustrated. Because I can promise you that if God thought I needed reels in order to grow my business, I would have had reels on the first day they were available.
Yeah.
And I didn't. So that God didn't feel like I needed that. And so I can just walk away and say, I don't need that. Let me focus on what He has given me to do. And what He has, the resources He has given me to work within, and quit pushing against and being frustrated by that boundary.
That was such a rich conversation. I love talking to Avery because she always challenges me to lean into the Lord rather than depend on my own experience and knowledge, but also respects all the practical aspects of being in ministry and business. Now for your one simple action step. Head over to my free Facebook group, Plan and Pray with Do a New Thing, and grab your capacity worksheet. It'll help you find realistic swaps you can make to increase your capacity and decrease your overwhelm. That was only half of my conversation with Avery. I'll air part 2 in a future episode. Be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast wherever you listen so you don't miss a thing. Before we run off, let's do a little check-in. Here we are near the end of another month. Did it get away from you again with little progress on your goals and plans? Do you need help figuring out where to focus, but you aren't ready to invest in one-on-one coaching? Then I have just the thing for you, the most cost-effective way to get the benefits of expert input on your goals and plans. With a Move Forward review, you can submit your plans for the month. I'll take a look and make sure your plan is aligned with your goals, that it's doable, and that it's structured in a sequence that makes sense. Then I'll email you my feedback along with resource recommendations for areas where you may be stuck, and perhaps a little tough grace if you need it, just like I give in my one-on-one coaching calls. Y'all, I'm just being honest here. This is the biggest bang for the buck of all my products and services. If you've ever wanted an affordable and time-efficient way to benefit from my project management experience, this is it. You can get all the details at the link in the show notes. And remember, clarity comes from action, and action can be just one simple thing.